Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you. All right. Oh, well, hold on, guys. Let's see what happened to the stream there. Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me. We are continuing to read our daily devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. And today is just another devotional to help us understand about suffering well. And this one is called Shake It Off. This is the 247th reading of the Suffer Well devotional series. You could read all of them at sufferwell.org. I'm going to start off with a scripture today. I'm going to read this, and I want to encourage all of you. I want to encourage all of you that are suffering, that we do it for a greater prize and a greater way. So we read this scripture in Acts 28, verse 5 says, "But he shook the creature, which was the viper, off into the fire, and he suffered no harm." How often have you considered such thing, like Shaul's ability to overcome such a seemingly physical obstacle, a viper fastened on his hand, and he just shook it off, the creature off? How about the things of Abraham, Moses, and David they overcame? How often have you thought, why not me? Let us consider how and why Shaul suffered no physical harm. It was not as you might think or imagine. Take heed, loved one. Nothing is ever physically achieved until the spiritually conceived. Many acts of the faith propelled Shaul's ministry, but a recent specific memory of a spiritual promise fulfilled was most likely what inspired him during his encounter with the snake. Just the night before, Shaul demonstrated amazing faith as he believed the promise of things to come even during a storm that was sure to take the lives of all aboard his ship, including his own. Consider his words. "For there stood by me this night a Melek, a messenger of the Almighty, to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Shaul. You must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, the Almighty has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe, Almighty, that it will be just as it was told to me." Acts 27, verses 23 to 25. Because Shaul could testify that it will be just as it was told me, not even a viper bite would mean death for him. Why? Because Yahweh made a promise to him that Shaul was certain would be fulfilled. "You must be brought before Caesar." Just like Abraham believed Yahweh for his son's inheritance, my son, the Almighty, will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, Genesis 22, verse 8. Shaul knew he would see the fortune, the future Yahweh had promised. Faith allowed Shaul to shake off the viper and move forward as if nothing had happened. Literally, he set his mind on things above, not on the things on earth, Colossians 3, verse 2. He knew that Yahweh was his strength and his shield. His heart trusted him, and he was helped, Psalms 28, 7. He was able to ignore the physical realm and all of its illusions. It's never from the physical where power is derived. Remember this, all power is spiritual. And all power is from Yahweh alone. There is no other source of power. Psalm 62, verse 11. "My soul waits silently for the Almighty alone, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In the Almighty is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in the Almighty. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. The Almighty is a refuge for us." Psalm 62, verses 5 to 8. So as we read about the faith that Paul had, and we think about the promise that Yeshua gave us, we understand. We understand we could persevere and we could shake off anything. Shake it off and keep moving forward. Don't let nothing distract you. Think about a rhinoceros going towards its target. And your target is that narrow road, is that narrow gate that is Yeshua. Nothing is going to distract that rhinoceros from its goal, from its target. Nothing. No distractions. He's focused in and he's going to hit his target. And that's what we have to think about, that narrow gate. To go towards that and just shake off anything that's going to try to distract us or take us away. It's that faith that will sustain us and keep us going. That race that he talks about. We have the goal in mind and we can see the finish line. It's a beautiful thing. Because we're not running this race alone. That's the beautiful thing. We have to trust and believe when our Creator says he offers us a future and a hope, that we will have a future and a hope. We have to trust and believe every promise our Creator says will happen. The good things that he planned for us a long time ago. Now I know there are many distractions out there. There's many so-called vipers that are trying to bite us. But we need to shake them off just like Shaul shake them off. And he didn't ponder them and say like, wow, I can't believe what just happened. He knew beforehand what will happen. And that's how he must be. That's how he must be. That's it. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith is confident in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Paul heard directly from our Creator that he and everyone on that ship will be fine. And until Paul goes to Rome and meets Caesar, he's going to be fine. He's going to get there. He's going to make it. That was the goal that Yahweh had set out for him, and that's what was going to happen. And some of you say, well, Paul heard him directly, so Paul had something to go on that we haven't heard him directly. Do you not understand every word written in the Bible is our Creator speaking to us directly, and he's given us the promise. He's given us the hope. He's given us the future. Every single word through Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, the one they call Jesus, is given to us. And if you haven't heard from our Creator directly about that, you are just not reading your scriptures enough. You need to read and trust your Bible. Just like Paul heard that voice on that ship, that Malak, that angel, that messenger of Yahweh that said to take confidence, this is what's going to happen. Our Creator told us what's going to happen. But we must not succumb to it. Paul didn't sit there in depression and say, my life is over, and have doubt and fear. No, he just shook it off and kept going towards his target. What is your target? What is your goal? Our Creator told us what the outcome would already be. How is your ride going to be there? You understand, you're not doing this alone. Our Creator has given us faith. That's a gift. He's given us the Holy Spirit, another gift. He's given us all these gifts to carry us through those hard times. He didn't say that there aren't going to be struggles, but he told us to shake it off and not worry about them. And we need the faith that Paul had. And think about who Paul was. Paul was somebody that was persecuting people for believing in Yeshua. And now here he was, carried on the faith of Yeshua. You might think, well, that's just a snake. That's just a viper. Your troubles are much bigger than that, you might think. Well, I tell you what, there's no trouble too big for Yahweh. And Yahweh's promised us, he says in Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from Yahweh, not by works, so no one can boast. We have been granted for Yahweh's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. Everything he's given us is for us to stay focused on that target. But what do we do in life when hard times happen? And it doesn't seem like we're going to make it. Our Creator tells us. He says in Mark 1:15, the time has come. The kingdom of Yahweh has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Faith. Faith. What's going to sustain your faith? It's Yeshua. It's Yeshua. Moses had the faith. He refused to be known as Pharaoh's daughter. He had the faith that Yahweh was going to take him somewhere higher. Job had the faith when all was coming against him and his wife, his own wife, said to curse Yahweh. He had the faith. sustained by faith. Noah had the faith when he was building the ark. Abraham had the faith when he took his son up, Isaac, up to the mountain. All my hope is in Yeshua. Yes, we must have the faith. But who is Yeshua to you? That's what it comes down to. That's the difference between persevering and not persevering. That is the difference. We must have confidence of who he is in our lives. Right now, there are many of you that are listening that are going through some trials that you did not expect would happen when you accepted Yeshua in your life. And maybe there are some of you that listen that aren't even sure if Yeshua is who he says he is. And all these trials that come in your life and you're not sure how you're going to make it through. Hear from our Creator. Taste and see how good he is. He speaks to us through his word. And he told us, a perfect peace. Those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. He will keep us in perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3. Do you understand what it is to have him helping us along the way? The Holy Spirit that he's given us to help guide us, the Comforter, to give us peace in these trials. I don't know how I would make it through the day without that and all the things that happen. And then he shows us glimpses, the sunlight. He shows us the light at the end of the tunnel. He shows us and reveals himself to us. Shows us what he did and what he wants to do in our lives. And we can go to him and pray every time. People don't pray enough. How often are you talking to our Creator? How often are you listening to him through his word that he gives us through the scripture? See, this is the difference between those people out there that truly believe and those that just know of our Creator, but they don't know him personally. You understand when you trust our Creator personally, you have somebody that's always going to be with you through it all. And he's speaking to you through his holy word. That's why the Bible is so important to you. You're not making excuses of why you don't have to listen to his guidelines and instructions. You're embracing every word that he gives you. And it's easy to praise him at those good times when life is good. But what about those bad times? He must be your everything. He must be your everything. And it's my desire to come here every single day and let everyone know, taste and see how good he is. To call on him and he will answer you. As it says in Psalms 34. But we must call on him and understand who he is in our lives. Somebody we could talk to all the time, everywhere, all the time. Just as you have people in your life that are friends, that are always going to be with you no matter what. You know that they're never going to leave your side. Well, I tell you, the best friend we have is Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. He's our best friend, always our best friend. We have to remember that, and we must realize that. And just as you're going through trials and things in life, who do you call when you need some advice or just when you need a shoulder to cry on or when you need somebody to give you confidence? You call your best friends. And I'm telling you now, Yeshua has to be your best friend. Your best friend. And I'll tell you this, your true friend, your best friend will die for you. And Yeshua did die for us. So we must be confident. Confident. Confident in everything that our Creator has to offer us. It says in Hebrews 13 verses 5 and 6, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because Yahweh has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, Yahweh is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? We have to understand who he is in our life. And we have to go and speak to him often. We must do that. It's such a beautiful thing. It's so beautiful, all he offers us. And I want to tell you a story about a man in 1855. In 1855, there was a man who fell in love with a young woman. And he fell so much in love with this woman, and he was going to marry this woman. And many of us know that feeling of getting so close to somebody, we're going to marry them. On their wedding day, or the day before, I think it was the day before, or right on their wedding day, she died. Can you imagine the heartbreak of something like that happen? The one you finally give your love to, propose to, and going to get married to and spend the rest of your life with dies? Well, this man was very discouraged and left his country and came to Canada. He went to Canada and he spent 20 years or so, maybe 40 years. I don't remember how many years it was. Just living out his life for Yahweh and just living a life helping others, dedicating his life. And then he meets another beautiful woman who he falls in love with, and he's going to marry her. And then the unthinkable happens, not once but twice in his life. A couple of weeks before he's going to marry her, she develops a pneumonia, and she dies twice in this man's life. And this man wrote a poem or a letter to comfort his mother all the way in Ireland. And it became one of the greatest songs ever, this poem. And it talks about, in his letter, on all his trials, what a friend he had and what a friend he has in Yeshua, our wonderful creator. What a friend he has. And it's things like this that show us how people stick to their target and trust our creator no matter what goes on in our lives. They trust. They trust. And I'm asking you all this morning, do you trust a wonderful creator? With all your heart, it says in Proverbs 3:5-7, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and turn away from evil. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts in him. For Yahweh is your refuge. Just like Paul shook off that viper. Just like the faith of all the saints that we see in Scripture. And just like the example of this man, who when everything seemed crushed, not once, but twice, he can turn to Yeshua. And his words that he wrote are so powerful. I'm going to read them to you now in this wonderful song. It's just so beautiful. Let's hear these. What a friend you have in Yeshua. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to Yahweh in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to Yahweh in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble everywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to Yahweh in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share? Yahshua knows our every weakness. Take it to Yahweh in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to Yahweh in prayer. Do the friend despise and forsake thee? Take it to Yahweh in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find solace there. Blessed Savior, thou hast promised. Thou wilt all our burdens bear. May we ever, Yahweh, be bringing all to thee in earnest prayer. Soon in glory bright, unclouded, there will be no need for prayer. Rapture, praise, and endless worship will be our sweet portion there. Such beautiful words that we need to trust. We need to trust and have that target. Remember Psalm 62:8. Trust in him at all times. How often are you taking things to prayer? How much time do you spend in prayer every single day? How much time do you spend in the Bible every single day? When things happen in your life, I mean, this man was crushed twice. The love of his life was taken away. And I think about the words of Job in 13:15. Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Hallelujah. Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. We must believe. We must believe. Even if we don't understand. John 13:7. Yeshua replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. Do you understand? This man probably didn't know why these things were happening, but he understood the friend he had in Yeshua, the wonderful friend he had in Yeshua. Remember Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things Yahweh works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am Yahweh. So when we're going through those trials and time is hard and things are, they don't seem like they're going to work out and we just don't understand why, it's time we just slow down from this world and be still and trust and know that he is him. He is Yahweh. It's a beautiful thing. And remember these words and the tunes. What a friend we have in Yeshua. And then we could understand. All, everything. He's there to take off our shoulders. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. How do we find this peace and this rest in our lives? And that's what suffering well is all about. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of Yahweh, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. He died for us so we can have life. This man was willing to give up his life for us so we could have his life, so we could have life. And are we willing to give up our life for him? So we could understand a life more abundant, like we spoke about yesterday. More abundant. To trust. To peace that we could lay down and sleep and suffer well. Psalms 4 verse 8 says, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone make me dwell in safety. I'm not saying we're not going to have trials in our lives, but are we focused on the target that we must go to? Are we focused on that target? For the scriptures say we must trust him in everything, in every way, and put all our hope in him. Do you understand? You are on death row, and you deserve to die. We have to admit that. We still deserve to die. We still deserve to die. And every single day, Yeshua puts himself in front of us and replaces us with that death sentence. When we come to him and we trust him, and he asks us, he tells us, taste and see how good he is. He deliver us from all our fears. And he tells us in the scriptures, do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. What a friend we have in Yeshua. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to Yahweh in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to Yahweh in prayer. How many of you today are ready to not create yourself extra suffering and just to suffer well according to Yahweh and his plan and just speak to him in prayer about everything and anything in our lives and trust him, to trust him. And to have that faith and to just see how good he is. That's what he wants of us. He wants us to understand faith. He's our best friend. There's no one that loves us more than him and that would do more than he's done for us. And it's by faith, faith in him alone. That's all we need. That's it. That's everything. That's everything. Repent and believe that he is true and he is real. How many of you are willing to deny yourself and to deny everything and take up your cross and to walk and follow Yeshua, to shout, follow him without even doubt, and be like Paul. Just throw off that viper, because there are many vipers out there. There are many people that try to jump on you and hold you back and hold you down. And you can just throw them off and run towards that target. And run towards that target. What level can you understand this? Think about a football player running towards the end zone, and all these people are trying to tackle him, but he has his goal, that target. And nobody can even bring him down because he's going towards that target. Well, think about a much greater end zone, a heavenly end zone that we're just striving to, we're thriving to get there. Nothing should take us off that way. And the great thing is, we don't just have our own strength to go on. We have Yeshua throwing those people off us, blocking us, helping us to get there. He's more than a friend. He's our Savior. He speaks to us. So when Paul heard our Creator tell him through the messages to tell him, we have a finish line to pass. And this isn't going to be the end. But one of my best friends was in a hospital, and he said, if this is my time, take me. And our Creator said to him, it's not your time. And he trusted that. And that's what we must trust. That's what we must trust. He's given us a job to do, and we must do it. We must ask in faith without doubting. And we must seek him and follow him and his plan. Faith in trusting our Creator. That's what suffering well comes down to. Faith and trusting our Creator. We look at Hebrews 11:30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. So when you have a situation in your life, don't even take time and just brush it off and keep moving forward. But if it's something you want to give diligent time to, just as the children marched around Jericho, you know, march around the scriptures, speak about all the scriptures, and cover that problem with the words of scripture, and understand spiritual warfare, and rebuke the enemy and everything of the enemy in the name of Yeshua, our best friend, our real friend, our true friend, and just sing. It says those that trust will praise, to praise him, to praise Yeshua, every day, everywhere, to praise him. Just think about the tune. Don't let the tune leave your head. The friend you have in Yeshua. It's a beautiful tune. And just as this man was in despair, and many of us can't even comprehend, not once but twice, losing the love of his life. But he knew who his true love was. For as much as he loved these women, he didn't love them more than our Creator. He knew who his true first love was and is. And it has to be Yeshua in our lives, our best friend always. And it's such a great tune. It's such a great song and such a great understanding. And this is what the scriptures tell us. Remember, he died for us. And we need to let other people know. How many people did you tell today? How many people did you tell yesterday that Yeshua died for them? We must do that. Our precious Savior, that must be our target and our goal. So to go running towards that, let nothing distract you. So that's my word for today. That's the devotional for today, the Suffer Well devotional. Maybe Suffer Well for Yeshua, our best friend. Remember, through trials and everything, he is your best friend. And no one's going to take that away. He's not going to turn from you. He's not going to let you down. He's your best friend that's always going to be there for you. Remember that, and may that tune stick in your head, and may you understand, and may we all trust him on this life that he's given us. Praise our wonderful Creator. Hallelujah. This is the day is made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. All right, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you all, and thank you all for listening to these. You can see more on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can see all of the different teachings we have on there. You could also join us live for prayer every day on our YouTube page at Torah Life Ministries. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.